Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo from DatingFire.com and DatingAdviceGuru.com. If you're looking for signs that you've got a toxic relationship, you probably suspect you have some unhealthy patterns in your relationship, right? Or you may want to ensure that your relationship stays healthy. By recognizing the signs of a toxic relationship, you can avoid a lot of the problems that people run into. And that's what we're talking about today. That's right. Today's DatingAdviceGuru.com podcast is talking about 20 toxic relationship signs and how to fix it. I'm actually going to go a little bit deeper, but I can't cover them all. I've got 21 of them, and I'm going to try and cover as many as I can in here, but let's see what we can do, okay? Let's face it. Almost every single person will have a bad relationship at some point in their life. We learn from the bad relationships so that we can come to a good one and make it even better. There's a point. We need to have those bad relationships. You might find yourself arguing with your boyfriend over and over and over again. You might find yourself caught in a cycle of breaking up and coming back to him over and over and over again. Now, this may not be a toxic relationship, but it is something you should be watching for. And keep in mind as I go through this list that you could be just as guilty as he is of these signs. Sometimes we get pulled into really unhealthy situations. Notice this and take steps to fix it immediately. Which brings us to the first and most important question. What is a toxic relationship? Well, the simplest definition of a toxic relationship that I have, this is my personal definition, is this. A toxic relationship is where your feelings of self-worth and belief in your value is damaged or harmed. Any relationship that makes you feel less about yourself should be considered toxic. Okay, really important. However, if you have or already have some self-esteem issues, self-worth issues, or problems to begin with, it may not be the relationship that's at fault here. It's probably also better if you avoid romantic relationships if you're trying to fix yourself or to make up for some feelings of inadequacy. There are millions of people out there right now with genuine emotional issues that should not be in a relationship, quite honestly. However, we all feel entitled to a relationship with someone, right? I mean, there's no reason why you can't have love in your life. But you also have to attend to the personal issues or you will constantly be seeking help. Now, the truth is that your relationship might be toxic because of a few factors. He might be toxic, right? I mean, someone who is just not ready or capable to have a healthy relationship. You might have a bit of toxic going on in your life. The dynamic between you two might be toxic. You might be okay people on your own, but you're just a bad combination together. The timing might be off, and you're fighting against the impossible is actually creating a toxic situation. A toxic relationship affects your self-esteem and adversely affects your emotional health and well-being, okay? An abusive relationship, of course, is much, much worse than this. It not only affects your self-esteem, it can result in physical injury. It can also create severe emotional issues. It's not uncommon for somebody who's being emotionally abused to be suicidal, depressed, and very unstable. Sometimes it's even hard to go to work or function in the world. We'll talk more about toxic relationships versus abusive in a minute. Signs of a toxic relationship. Well, that's what you're here for, right? Well, keep in mind, the signs I'm about to talk about are warnings for both you and him in the relationship. Sometimes we don't notice when our boundaries have been pushed or erased. You might act out of panic or fear without even noticing it. So be on the lookout for these signs in yourself too, as I said before. Sign number one, you don't have a say. Ultimately, in any mature relationship, you should have the right to participate, meaning that it's not the 1800s anymore, right? Women should be participating in the relationship just as much as the man is. But if you find your relationship is not honoring your participation, meaning that the big decisions are made, but you aren't a part of them, that's an issue. He should value your opinions and ideas every bit as much as his own, especially when it comes to big decisions. Sign number two, nothing is private. If your boyfriend tends to go through your correspondence, your phone, your private stuff, this shows a really unhealthy boundary. It also might show some possessiveness and overly jealous behavior. It might even be controlling behavior. It's extremely toxic if you can't have your privacy within your relationship. Remember, this is something you define for yourself. You set the terms of your own comfort level within a relationship. If you're struggling to accommodate all his needs and bending over backwards to meet them, you're going to give up your boundaries and it's going to turn unhealthy really, really quick, okay? Sign number three, lies, lies, lies. Let's be real. When your relationship has dishonesty and lying at the core of it, it's definitely a toxic relationship. Honesty is essential for healthy relationships, but that should come as no surprise, right? You have to be able to communicate without deception. If your relationship is based on the lying, it can only end up one way. Toxic. Sign number four is a lack of mutual support. Something that a healthy relationship should have is a balance of nurturing. Neither person should have the monopoly on having to provide nurturing for the other person. You should be taking care of each other. If you find that his life and his problems are always taking the front seat, you may also be dealing with a narcissist. At the very least, the relationship will go in a toxic direction. Sign number seven. Sorry, I gotta move forward because we've got a ton to get through here, but sign number seven is physical or verbal abuse. Sign number seven, and I gotta move forward here. If you want the full article and get all the signs, go on over to datingfire.com. You'll be sent right to the blog and you can check out the article there. Sign number seven, physical or verbal abuse. There's no two ways about it. If you are verbally or physically abused, it is toxic. It's a deal breaker. Get out of the relationship right now. There is no fixing it or saving it. And it's probably even worse if you see this and still resist leaving. Have you ever seen somebody go through that? You know it's a bad situation, but they stay in it? Well, that shows that you're probably addicted to the abuse or actively feeding this unhealthy process. Leave. That's all there is to say. Sign number eight, you never really seem to be on the same side. One of the essential qualities of a good relationship is that you're both on the same team. If you get married and you have children, you absolutely need to be fighting for the same cause and supporting each other. If you find that you're constantly on the opposite side of the fence from each other, whether that's opinions, arguments, siding with families or friends, you should immediately look at it. This kind of adversarial relationship doesn't stand much of a chance. I've seen some people who stay together for decades in this kind of relationship. Usually one of them dies from some kind of disease caused by this kind of constant fighting, bickering, and unhappiness. And I'm dead serious about that. Disease is very often caused by really depressed and bad emotional states. Sign number 10, you're the one making all the concessions. If you discover that you are the one putting in all the work, making all the compromises, there's a good chance, a good sign anyways, that's a very good sign that you've been put in a very bad position in your relationship. Here we are again, back again with fighting on the same team. If you're really in this relationship together with him, you both have to make sacrifices. You both have to put the work in, okay? If you find yourself arguing to stay in the relationship because you figure eventually it has to pay off, face up to it. He never has to pay off, okay? This is like one of those slot machines that never has to allow you to win. And it never has to get better. If you find yourself overcommitting to relationships, that's something you should work on for yourself. That's a problem for you, especially if you get into relationships for this pattern, where this pattern is repeated over and over and over again, okay? Sign number 12, you're always bracing. Bracing yourself physically means that you're tensing up your body in preparation for something bad to happen, usually bad. Bracing yourself emotionally means that you're constantly, again, tensing up your emotions, clenching your feelings, which is also a really, really bad thing. If you find that you're bracing yourself in your relationship a lot, you know, where you're kind of like, you know, you're gritting your teeth, this is another sign of a toxic relationship that you have to look at. That constant feeling of always waiting for something bad to happen, it's never a good thing. It's especially bad if you feel this feeling right after something good happens in your relationship, meaning you're always on alert for the next bad event in your relationship. Check your physiology when you're with your man. If you notice you are frequently tense or ill at ease, this could be an indication that you already have an unhealthy, toxic pattern with him. Sign number 13 is constant jealousy. Jealousy is another one of those evil forces in relationships. If you find that you're constantly jealous of him or he is constantly jealous of you, this is a toxic situation. It shows that there's very little trust between you and a ton of insecurity about where you stand with each other. You'll have to look at the core of your jealousy issues. Is this something you experience in your relationships a lot? If it's just him, you have to get to the core of his insecurities as well before jealous emotions start to dominate your relationship. Sign number 14, constant cheating. Even worse is when you or him have a problem staying faithful to each other. If you're unable to foster a healthy, monogamous relationship, you should probably either not date or agree to date other people. When someone can't stay true to their primary relationship, they are tending to other ego and self-esteem issues. Meaning, if you gotta have sex with a bunch of other people, it really means that you've got some personal issues that need to be taken care of. It doesn't mean you're some sort of enlightened or exceptional creature that has transcended monogamy. Now, obviously, this can't create a healthy relationship, right? I mean, constantly going out there and cheating on your husband, boyfriend, whatever. or vice versa, and the constant cheating will only make it a volatile battleground. Sign number 15, this is a huge one, ready? He's a control freak. If a guy likes to control too much of your relationship, you will start to feel the pressure. And not only this, but if he needs all that control, that says a lot about his security and confidence in himself. Controlling men create dysfunctional relationships. Let me say that again. Controlling men create dysfunctional, toxic relationships. And you must also watch out for your desire to control him in the relationship too. That can come up quite a lot. Sign number 18, isolation. One of the ways you lose focus of balance and the outside world is when your relationship isolates you from everyone else. It's tempting to just hibernate with your boyfriend, but you have to stay social as well. Watch out for isolation in your relationship. Stay social and connected. Sign number 19 is intimidation and fear tactics. This is borderline abuse. In fact, in many cases, it's just plain abuse. Your relationship is a place for love and openness. If you find your partner is using fear and intimidation to control you, it's a toxic relationship. There's no ambiguity there, okay? If you feel like you're being held an emotional hostage, you need to escape. Seek help. It's like any other kind of hostage situation. Sign number 21. This is a big one, okay? You're listening to a podcast about toxic relationship signs. I know. Maybe you're curious. You're just curious, right? You just want to reassure yourself that you are in a good relationship. You want to look out for those bad signs, right? I mean, a lot of people do that. We check in. But this one really should be the biggest sign of a toxic relationship, the biggest sign of all. I understand that you might be just curious. You just want to know what might indicate this kind of a relationship. But if you're reading about the signs or listening to my podcast about these signs, that shows you have a concern. You're not completely convinced. If you find out you do have a few of these signs in your relationship, you should be thinking about how to work on that relationship, okay? I also have to point out that if your relationship is truly toxic, you might just want to forego the work and leave. Yes, leave. I say this knowing that almost no woman would actually do that. Something I'm noticing these days is just how few women are actually willing to just drop a bad relationship on its ass. This may sound a little cold, but the best attitude is to dump more men than you keep. Most of the guys that you run into are probably not at the right time or place in their lives to be your true love. It's just the truth. The faster you get rid of them, the less you stop clinging to these guys, you will start to learn how to be picky. You'll have a good frame of reference to be able to compare him to other guys. You'll also avoid a scarcity mindset. Look, it's not hard to find a relationship, and it is hard to get out of a bad relationship. But it can be nearly impossible to fix a toxic relationship. So you might ask, how do I fix a toxic relationship? First of all, you have to know whether or not it's a relationship worth saving. How do you know if it's worth saving? Well, here's a few signs. Willingness to work on it. If he shows you constant and substantial effort to work on your relationship, you might have the foundation to improve it. However, if his willingness starts to fade, you have to be willing to abandon the relationship. You have to be able to let go of him, okay? It's realistic. You've got to be able to do that. Everyone takes responsibility in the relationship. That's another sign. Both of you have to be willing to take responsibility for the past patterns that got you where you are. And you must both work together to break those patterns in the future. If he's not willing to admit that he has a part in this, or you don't think that you have a part in it, it's very unlikely that you can fix it. Stop the blame storming. Another sign that you can get past these things, and one of the most obvious indicators of a relationship in trouble, is when both sides can only blame each other. When all you do is point the finger of blame, you can never get to the point of taking responsibility and then working on it. So this is essentially your very first step. Get rid of the blame storming. You can call for help. That's a sign. It's very likely that you can't do this work alone, right? I mean, you and him even. Both of you may have to seek outside professional help. A therapist or relationship counselor is essential. It's also essential that you have your own therapist that you're working with. You have to be doing individual work as well as your relationship work. And when you're ready to move forward, there's more steps you can take. You got to tap into your compassion. You got to make a vow to work on your communication and never stop. Make sure you're accountable. Both sides have to own up to their responsibilities, and you have to be willing to point out when either one of you is not living up to them. Let go of the past. It won't serve you. Now, while a toxic relationship can be saved, I want to warn you against clinging to this hope. Usually what happens is that a toxic relationship has at least one toxic person in it. And that means the person has to change before the relationship will. Let me say that again. The person has to change before the relationship ever will. Remember, it's a short step to go from toxic to abusive. So you have to watch your relationship boundaries and keep yourself in a healthy place no matter what. It's easy to get addicted to a relationship. You put in so much effort to make it work, and that's hard to walk away from, but walk away you must. There are hundreds of millions of men that are out there ready for a relationship right now. These are men who are not toxic, who you don't have to struggle to connect with. Instead of chasing the unattainable, instead of choosing the wrong guys, why not put your energy where it belongs, with a man who will love and protect you? The hardest part is not knowing what to do next, right? You want to know, what do I do? It can seem confusing. I get it. Trying to figure men out on your own, much less how to get him to see what you have to offer him, right? If you'd like to discover how to attract the right man, the one, into your life, it's critical. You need to know what to do next. And I just put the finishing touches on my relationship prescription. It's my I call it my dating diagnosis quiz, okay? You can go check out right now what to do next in your relationship. Go on over to datingfire.com/helpmecarlos. All one word, help me Carlos. datingfire.com/helpmecarlos. Go take that quiz right now. I will point you in the next step, right to the next step of what you need to do to take care of your situation. Okay? So go on over and try it out. It's at datingfire.com/helpmecarlos. Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo. It's been great talking to you. Glad I could pack as much into this podcast this week. I got much more for you. And please keep coming back. This is how you get better at your relationships. All right? I'll see you next week. This is Carlos Cavallo. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.